Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 11, beginning at verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he being dead still speaks. By faith Enoch was taken away, so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, "In Isaac your seed shall be called," concluding that God was able to raise him up from the dead, even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the departure of the children of Israel and gave instructions concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child, and they were not afraid of the king's command. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he who destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, whereas the Egyptians, attempting to do so, were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe when she had received the spies with peace. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still others had trial of mockings and scourgings, yes, and of chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. Were tempted. Were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains, in dens and caves of the earth. And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promises, God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. Verses 1 through 40, Hebrews chapter 11. Father, we thank you once again for your goodness, your grace, your mercy, and your love. Thank you for being El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. Thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Thank you for being our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords. Thank you for being our eternal life. Thank you for being all of these and so much more. Father, thank you, Lord, for your word, which helps us to come to know you and teaches us and empowers us to walk with you, to follow you, to listen to you, obey you, and to live for you. More and more empower us to be kingdom warriors, Lord, believers who know how to walk in victory as we trust you, as we put our faith and trust in you, and as we live day by day to obey you, follow you, and serve you. Thank you for the privilege, the honor of following you each and every day. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to pray for us now as well.
Father, we're so thankful for these examples in Hebrews 11 of men and women that you used in a mighty way. And Father, we don't see them as superheroes. We see you as a wonderful God who uses sinners like us. And it gives us encouragement in our walk, Father. Help us to live out the Christian life in a way that brings you much honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. And once again, my email is jparker@afa.net. If you'd like to receive some of the prayer tools specifically that we entitled Kingdom Prayers, please email us to get it. It's a great prayer tool to help strengthen, to build up, and set your prayer life on fire. Hope that you'll email us to get it. And some other prayer and discipleship resources. Remember, our goal is that you would take them and use them for you and your family in the discipleship that takes place within your home. But also our goal and ongoing encouragement is that you be sure and email them, forward them to family, friends, loved ones, co-workers, people that you know, because everyone can use help, strength, and encouragement in their prayer life and in their life as disciples and followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amongst them are also some very fruitful evangelism tools for you to send to people who don't know the Lord, that they would come to know Christ as Lord and Savior of their lives as well. Just a reminder to you as well, we encourage you to visit the AFA Resource Center. You'll find online features and exclusive products to equip you with the tools you need to be a transformative voice in our culture. This is a marketplace to inform, equip, and activate individuals and their families to help transform American culture. Keep in mind our command is to go into all the world and make disciples. And there are tools and items that you can find at this resource, the AFA Resource Center, to help you to become a transforming instrument in the hands of the Holy Spirit. Stop by and pick up some of the great resources and join thousands of others in helping to transform American culture, to be vessels through which the Spirit of God can reach to accomplish that important task. Visit the AFA Resource Center, resources.afa.net. Again, that's resources.afa.net. AFA Resource Center is a ministry of the American Family Association. Today, we're looking specifically at the topic, Children in Pursuit of a Father's Blessing. Again, children in pursuit of a father's blessing. And we're going to start off by looking at a powerful and unique story, an account in the Word of God, a true account of an incident that takes place in the life of one of the patriarchs of our faith, Isaac. You know, the three key patriarchs, as mentioned in Genesis, are Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And of the three, we know that Abraham is considered the father of faith. Isaac is his son of promise. And then Jacob, of course, is the son of Isaac. And we actually know quite a bit about Abraham, generally speaking, because he covers a lot of ground in the book of Genesis. And a good bit of that, the same kind of thing is true of Jacob. it seems that somehow or another, Isaac in the middle may be considered sort of the less known of the three patriarchs. However, there are some instances and truths we want to look at, that things we can learn from and about Isaac that are both powerful and very important to us as believers. So as we look in the book of Genesis chapter 27, we find just one account of an incident that takes place in Isaac's life, the life of Isaac, his wife Rebekah, and his two sons Esau and Jacob. So we pick up in the book of Genesis chapter 27, and we may have to finish the chapter on the other side of the break, but we're going to go ahead and get started. Genesis 27, beginning at verse 1. Now it came to pass, when Isaac was old and his eyes were so dim that he could not see, that he called Esau, his older son, and said to him, "My son." And he answered him, "Here I am." Then he said, "Behold, now I am old. I do not know the day of my death. Now therefore, please take your weapons, your quiver and your bow, and go out to the field and hunt game for me, and make me savory food such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul may bless you before I die." Now Rebekah was listening when Isaac spoke to Esau his son, and Esau went to the field to hunt game and to bring it. So Rebekah spoke to Jacob her son, saying, "Indeed, I heard your father speak to Esau your brother, saying, 'Bring me game and make savory food for me, that I may eat it and bless you in the presence of the Lord before my death.' Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to what I command you. Go now to the flock and bring me from there two choice kids of the goats, and I will make savory food from them for your father, such as he loves. Then you shall take it to your father, that he may eat it, and that he may bless you before his death." And Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, "Look, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth-skinned man. Perhaps my father will feel me, and I shall seem to be a deceiver to him, and I shall bring a curse on myself and not a blessing." But his mother said to him, "Let your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice and go. Get them for me." And he went and got them and brought them to his mother. And his mother made savory food, such as his father loved. Then Rebekah took the choice clothes of her elder son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them on Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats on his hands and on the smooth part of his neck. Then she gave the savory food and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. So he went to his father and said, "My father." And he said, "Here I am. Who are you, my son?" Jacob said to his father, "I am Esau, your firstborn. I've done just as you told me. Please arise, sit and eat of my game, that your soul may bless me." But Isaac said to his son, "How is it that you have found it so quickly, my son?" And he said, "Because the Lord your God brought it to me." Isaac said to Jacob, "Please come near, that I may feel you, my son, whether you are really my son Esau or not." So Jacob went near to Isaac his father, and he felt him. And he said, "The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau." And he did not recognize him, because his hands were hairy like his brother Esau's hands, so he blessed him. Then he said, "Are you really my son Esau?" He said, "I am." He said, "Bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's game, so that my soul may bless you." So he brought it near to him. Verses 1 to 25, Genesis chapter 27. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we're continuing to look at the topic today, Children in Pursuit of a Father's Blessing. We'll be right back.
That I couldn't find a way out, find a way out, yeah. this heart of mine, it's you. It's you, Lord, it's you. Then everything else just falls in line. Forever, road to crescendo, goodbye limbo. Like a new day dawning, show me the window where I can see it's you. Then everything else just falls in line.
Music of Toby Mac, it's you. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Today we're looking at the topic, Children in Pursuit of a Father's Blessing. And we're reading through right now, reading through the book of Genesis chapter 27, specifically, picking up once again at verse 18. So he went to his father and said, "My father." And he said, "Here I am. Who are you, my son?" Jacob said to his father, "I am Esau, your firstborn. I've done just as you told me. Please arise, sit and eat of my game, that your soul may bless me." But Isaac said to his son, "How is it that you have found it so quickly, my son?" And he said, "Because the Lord your God brought it to me." Isaac said to Jacob, "Come near, that I may feel you, my son, whether you are really my son Esau or not." So Jacob went to Isaac his father, and he felt him, and said, "The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau." And he did not recognize him, because his hands were hairy like his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. Then he said, "Are you really my son Esau?" He said, "I am." He said, "Bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's game, so that my soul may bless you." So he brought it near to him, and he ate. And he brought him wine, and he drank. Then his father Isaac said to him, "Come near now and kiss me, my son." And he came near and kissed him. And he smelled the smell of his clothing, and blessed him, and said, "Surely the smell of my son is like the smell of a field, which the Lord has blessed. Therefore may God give you of the dew of heaven, of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and wine. Let peoples serve you, and nations bow down to you. Be master over your brethren, and let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you, and blessed be those who bless you." Now it happened as soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, and Jacob had scarcely gone out from the presence of Isaac, his father, that Esau, his brother, came in from his hunting. He also had made savory food and brought it to his father, and said to his father, "Let my father arise and eat of his son's game, that your soul may bless me." And his father Isaac said to him, "Who are you?" So he said, "I am your son, your firstborn, Esau." Then Isaac trembled exceedingly and said, "Where is the one who hunted game and brought it to me? I ate all of it before you came, and I have blessed him, and indeed he shall be blessed." When Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with an exceedingly great and bitter cry, and said to his father, "Bless me also, O my father." But he said, "Your brother came with deceit and has taken away your blessing." And Esau said, "Is he not rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and now look, he has taken away my blessing." And he said, "Have you not reserved a blessing for me?" Then Isaac answered and said to Esau, "Indeed, I have made him your master, and all his brethren I have given to him as servants. With grain and wine I have sustained him. What shall I do now for you, my son?" And Esau said to his father, "Have you only one blessing, my father? Bless me also, O my father." And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Then Isaac his father answered and said to him, "Behold, your dwelling shall be of the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above. By your sword you shall live, and you shall serve your brother, and it shall come to pass when you become restless that you shall break his yoke from your neck. So Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, "The days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then I will kill my brother Jacob." And the words of Esau, her older son, were told to Rebekah. So she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said to him, "Surely your brother surely your brother Esau comforts himself concerning you by intending to kill you. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice. Arise, flee to my brother Laban in Haran, and stay with him a few days until your brother's fury turns away, until your brother's anger turns away from you, and he forgets what you have done to him. Then I will send and bring you from there. Why should I be bereaved also of you both in one day?" And Rebekah said to Isaac, "I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob takes a wife of the daughters of Heth, like these who are the daughters of the land, what good will my life be to me?" Verses 1 through 46, all of Genesis chapter 27. Again, we're looking today specifically at the topic, children in pursuit of a father's blessing. And interesting how that in this passage we find Isaac has two sons, twin sons, Jacob and Esau. And Esau was born just prior to Jacob, so considered the firstborn. And sadly, Isaac had a favorite, and his wife Rebekah had a favorite. That's not wise on parents' part, but sadly in this case, they both had their favorite child. And Isaac fully intended to put the blessing of the firstborn on Esau. That was his intention, but of course, as the scripture points out, Isaac was he was old, his eyes were dim, and he couldn't see. He was blind at this point in time in his life, and so he couldn't see. And so he relied upon his hearing largely. And at a certain point, he lets Esau know, "Go hunt food for me, hunt game, come prepared the way I like it prepared, and come, let me eat of my son's game, and I want to bless you before I die." And so Isaac is prepared to do that, and Esau goes off to hunt the game. But Rebekah hears it, and she and Jacob conspire together. Rebekah wanted her son Jacob to receive the blessing that Isaac intended to give to Esau. So Rebekah comes up with this plan with Jacob to deceive Isaac in helping him to think that Jacob is actually Esau, so that Jacob could receive that blessing. And so she does what she needs to do, she feels like, in order to deceive Isaac. But one thing that's very interesting that you see is that both Esau and Jacob wanted their father's blessing. They greatly appreciated and valued his blessing. They saw it as a great blessing and a thing to be desired. Why is that true? Well, of course, Isaac is a man who knows and loves God and follows God. And it would appear that apparently Esau and Jacob both had great confidence in their father's prayers. And understand this, Isaac did as well. Isaac had great hope in his prayers. Now, the Bible word hope is a very important word to understand. I think often people fail to grasp what hope really means. Hope is not a weak expectation. Hope is a strong expectation. Hope is a strong, confident expectation that so when you're hoping for something, you're fully expecting it to happen. So when Isaac prayed, a very powerful truth to draw from this is when Isaac prayed, he had so much confidence in God hearing and answering his prayer that once he prayed it, in his mind, it's done. It's already done. Now, what a powerful way to pray. But keep in mind, the word of God is the will of God. And when you pray the will of God, we're to pray fully expecting that God will hear and answer that prayer. The word of God is the will of God, and God wants his will to come to pass more than you and I want it. So our job is simply to pray the will of God. And as we pray the will of God in expectation and hope, we can fully expect God to keep his word. That's the way Isaac prayed. And probably Esau and Jacob grew up seeing when dad prays for something, it happens. You may recall the story that after Isaac and Rebekah married, for 20 years, Rebekah was barren. And then after 20 years, Isaac prays for his wife. And not only does God bless her to become pregnant, she's pregnant with twins. That's results. That's fruit. So we see when Isaac prays, things happen. And it appears Esau and Jacob realized they wanted their father's blessing through his prayer. They wanted his blessing because they wanted the blessing that would come because, again, they probably realized when our dad prays, things happen. Things get done. They both wanted his blessing. And it appears that Rebekah saw that as well and recognized probably as well that Isaac gets things done through his blessings and his prayers. So she wanted Jacob to receive it. So they deceived Isaac. They placed fur on Jacob so that he would appear to be hairy like his brother. And probably, of course, Jacob tried to disguise his voice. But what we find out here is that, sadly, it seems that Isaac is initially suspicious, but at some point, especially I think it's after he feels his son and he thinks it's his son's hairy hands and hairy parts of his body, that he decides this must be Esau, and he gives Esau the blessing, and he blesses him. And so Jacob receives Esau's blessing, and he hurries out, and shortly after, here comes Esau. Esau comes in wanting to receive the blessing, and as it turns out, he learns that Jacob disguised himself and received his blessing. And note what it says in verse 33. Interesting. It says, verse 33, it says, "Then Isaac trembled," and this is, of course, after Isaac realizes that he's given his blessing that he intended to give to Esau, to his son Jacob. Verse 33 says, "Then Isaac trembled exceedingly and said, 'Who? Where's the one who hunted game and brought it to me? I ate all of it before you came, and I have blessed him, and indeed he shall be blessed.'" Now note what Isaac has just said. Isaac fully expects that Jacob is going to receive everything that he prayed for him. Why is that true? Because Isaac believed in the God who hears and answers prayer, and he fully expected God to answer his prayers. A question I want to lay before you is, do you pray like that? Do you pray with great expectation that when you pray it and you pray God's will, that you basically consider it done? That's a wise way to pray. That's a way to pray powerfully in order to accomplish things, praying with expectation that God will hear and answer your prayer. And my challenge to every one of us and my encouragement to you is begin to pray the Word of God and have expectation like Isaac did, that once you prayed, you fully expect God to answer your prayer. And of course, as you find out a little later on, verse 37 says, "Then Isaac answered and said to Esau, 'Indeed, I have made him your master, and all his brethren I have given to him as servants. With grain and wine I have sustained him. What shall I do now for you, my son?'" So again, Isaac, he talks like what he prayed for has already taken place. That's confidence, and that's a wise way to pray. But then, again, Esau asks his father, "Father, don't you have another blessing you can give me?" And it appears that Isaac seems to feel like he gave away all the blessing he had. But then Isaac does turn around, and he does go ahead and pray for Esau as well. And as you learn later in reading further in the life of Esau, Esau is tremendously blessed, like Jacob has been tremendously blessed. Again, Isaac prays with power and confidence that when God hears his prayer, he fully expects God to answer. My challenge and encouragement to you is that you would pray that way as well, that you and I were called to pray with great expectation that God will hear and answer our prayer as we simply pray according to his word. Remember, the word of God is the will of God. And if you pray the word of God, you can fully expect God, and you should pray fully expecting God to hear and answer your prayer. You know, in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, we find the story, a very, very short story, but the true story of a man by the name of Jabez. And it says that, specifically, note what it says. It says in 1 Chronicles 4, verses 9 and 10, it says, "Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, 'Because I bore him in pain.' And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, 'Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain.' So God granted him what he requested." Well, keep in mind, we're wise to pray with great expectation that God will hear and answer our prayer. For whatever reason, it appears that it doesn't mention Jabez's father. Maybe his father had died or had left, and he doesn't seem to be in the picture. And Jabez's mother names him a name that means pain. So for whatever reason, it seems that she's discouraged when Jabez is born. But Jabez is wise enough to go to God. Even though his father may not have been in the picture, he's wise enough to go to his heavenly father, and he asks him for his blessing. The four requests, bless me indeed, expand my territory, place your hand anew upon me, keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. Four requests, four wise requests, and God answered his prayer. The last phrase says, so God granted him what he requested. You and I are wise to pray the prayer of Jabez over ourselves and over each of our children every single day. Remember, Isaac didn't just have one blessing. He has as many blessings as days he has in life. We can pray and bless our children every day, and we're wise to do just that. We'll pick up there on the other side. We're looking today at the topic, Children in Pursuit of a Father's Blessing. We'll be right back. Music from the Walls Group, All Praise Goes to You. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We're looking today at the topic, Children in Pursuit of a Father's Blessing. And we looked significantly at the powerful story in the book of Genesis chapter 27 of Isaac and his two sons, both of whom who greatly treasured, greatly valued their father's blessing. Well, again, this is a blessing that their father Isaac prayed. He prayed a blessing at first on Jacob. Even though he thought Jacob was Esau, he first prayed a blessing on Jacob. And then he prayed a blessing on Esau. And as you read further in Scripture, you find out both of them end up being tremendously blessed. In fact, both of them end up being rich materially. And of course, in time, Jacob does become the man of faith God has called him to be. And so spiritually, Jacob is blessed spiritually and materially. And it appears actually Esau as well, but not to the degree as in Jacob. And Jacob, of course, is the promised son specifically. And so keep in mind, both of them highly valued their father's blessing. Well, as we look in 2 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, the story of Jabez. Jabez prays a special blessing. Again, it doesn't appear that his father is in his life, but he's wise enough to go to his heavenly father, and he prays for these four requests of the prayer of Jabez. The first request, Lord, bless me and bless me a lot. And second request, expand my territory. Third request, place your hand anew upon me. Fourth request, keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. I want to encourage you as a believer, to begin to pray this prayer every day over yourself and over each of your children. Remember, we find out in the story of Genesis chapter 27, Isaac didn't only have one blessing to give. He went ahead and gave Esau a blessing as well. Well, how many blessings did Jacob have to give? Actually, Jacob had, you might say, a million plus blessings. In other words, he could bless as many people as he chose to. And did you know you and I can do the same thing through our prayer lives? And we can pray to bless ourselves, our children, our the things that we put our hands to. Why? Because, again, God actually tells us to pray without ceasing, and we can bestow blessing through our prayer life, and we're called to do that. Scripture speaks of us as being good stewards of the manifold grace of God. And how can we be good stewards? The Bible tells us, and we're to carry out this command, pray without ceasing. Ask the Lord to teach and empower us to do that, to pray without ceasing. We're to be blessing people all around us, and parents especially, pray the prayer of Jabez every day over your children. Why? Because they need it. They need it. We live in a world where lots and lots of young children sadly don't have fathers to bless them in their lives, fathers that for whatever reason aren't even in their lives. But it's so important that we're listening to God and that we're available vessels through which He can work to accomplish His work and His will in the world. There's so much work to be done, and God calls us to be believers who are carrying out His work and His will. And a big part of carrying out His work and His will is by being people given to prayer. It's through prayer and seeking God that we come to discern what God wants us to do. And it's through prayer and seeking God that we come to find out specifically what God's calling on our life is. And it's through prayer and seeking God that He empowers us to get that work done. I want to share with you a really neat story of something that the Lord allowed me to experience on my journey, but it's important that we understand a big part of following God is reading His Word. That's a big part of how you listen to God, but also listening to the Holy Spirit who speaks to us along with speaking to us through His Word. Of course, it's the Holy Spirit that speaks mightily through us through the Word of God, but He speaks to all of us every day. We are all called to listen. I recall several weeks ago was in the town of Winona, Mississippi, where I pastor Bethlehem AME Church, and was visiting and one of our members, my wife and I. And down the street comes a few boys and then more boys. And as it turns out, probably around 18, maybe 20 boys walk down the street, probably mostly middle school age. And had a chance to quickly reach my vehicle and passed out some gospel tracts to them. But then afterwards, I was asking the Lord, "Lord, what do you want me to do to try to reach these boys?" And I heard the Holy Spirit say, "Play football with them." Well, I wanted to be sure I heard the Lord correctly, because keep in mind, I'm 61 years old, been a long time since I played football, but that's what the Lord said. He said, play football with them. Well, you know, I began to pray and seek the Lord over a period of time as to how to do that, and, well, I was going to do what the Lord wanted me to do. So I went and bought a football, and then one of my fellow pastors, after I shared with him my experience, he mailed me a football, a much better one than the one I bought. So I had two footballs now. But just this past weekend, I was in our hometown of Winona. Our church actually got flooded. And so we were there cleaning up in the church and went outside and heard some boys outside shooting firecrackers. Well, I had both my footballs in the van with me. So I reached and asked one of them, "Hey, do y'all want to come play football?" And a couple of the fellas came over and we got to play. And then a third guy came. And we played scrimmage football right there in the midst of mopping. Well, I stopped mopping the kitchen floor for a little while. And some of the members might have been in the church thinking, "We're cleaning up the church, pastor out there playing football." But they didn't complain. But we played football for a little while. And then I got to talking to the boys. And the boys' names were Elijah, Isaiah, and Jeremiah. They were three brothers. And before we ended our time, I asked them if they could help us gather some more fellows so we could play football more in the future. And before they left, we took time and I invited them to pray, and all three of them prayed and received Christ. And also I got their phone number as well. Well, I saw the Holy Spirit do something powerful, because a few weeks ago the Lord told me what to do to reach out to these boys. And my job was to obey, not to argue with the Lord and say, "Lord, you remember how old I am? How long it's been since I played football?" No, my job is to obey and do what He said. and I saw God move in a wonderful way, and I'm excited about what we'll get to do further. Yes, playing football more with the young guys and evangelizing them all at the same time. Well, these boys were glad to get a chance to play with a local pastor in football, even though he wasn't quite professional. But it seemed like they gravitated towards me as a man that would take time with them. Again, don't really know their background, but the reality is so many of our young boys don't have dads in their lives to take time with them, to minister to them, because the greatest need they have is a need for Jesus. But also they need time and energy and the focus of men in their lives as well, because men help to point young men towards God and towards what real manhood is all about. That's so, so important. But it was neat to see God move as I simply heard what he told me to do, to play football with him, and God gave me the chance to do just that. How important it is that we all as believers seek God, listen to God, and obey him. The Holy Spirit knows how to get the work of God done and the will of God done and the kingdom of God built. Our job is to read the word and obey the word and listen to the Holy Spirit and do what we're told. The Bible tells us in the book of James chapter 1, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. There's so much ministry, so much work to be done. And a starting place is you start with God, you seek God. Again, the story, the powerful story of Isaac, Jacob, and Esau as found in Genesis chapter 27, a touching story, but a powerful story. And one of the great truths from this is that Isaac prayed with great expectation that God would hear and answer his prayer. My question to you is, do you pray with that kind of expectation? Do you pray with expectation that when you pray for something, God is going to hear and answer that prayer? How important it is that we learn to pray that way. And I would encourage you, begin to pray the prayer of Jabez over yourself every day, expecting God to answer that prayer. Pray the prayer of Jabez every day over each of your children, because you can bless each of your children every day, fully expecting God to answer that prayer. And you can pray the prayer of Jabez over the other things you put your hand to as well, and expect that God is going to hear and answer that prayer. Father, thank you, Lord, for the prayer life of every believer listening. Thank you for your hand of grace upon us, and thank you for the privilege and the opportunity for us to pray. Thank you for the truth that your word is your will, and your will is your word. And so help us to be wise enough to pray your word every single day. Thank you for each of our prayer lives. Father, anoint each of our prayer lives with a mighty, mighty, mighty anointing in the name of Jesus, Lord. Set our prayer lives on fire in the name of Jesus. Empower us to be believers that are wise enough to pray with the same kind of confidence and trust in you that Isaac prayed in that when we pray something, we're believing that it's already done by faith in the name of Jesus. Father, bless each of our prayer lives indeed. Expand their territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon them. Keep them from evil that they may not cause pain. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And keep in mind, my encouragement, as I said, is pray the prayer of Jabez over yourself every day. Pray it over your prayer life every day, and pray it over each of your children every day. And in fact, use that prayer to pray over anything and everything you put your hands to, whatever you wish to pray it over, because it's a prayer that God will answer every day you pray it. And it's a kingdom kind of prayer, because it's not about so much simply blessing you, but it's about making you a more fruitful vessel in the hands of the Holy Spirit to build the kingdom of God and to get God's work done. So praying the prayer of Jabez every day is a very wise thing for each one of us to do. In the final minutes of our broadcast, as usual, I want to invite, if there's someone who's listening who's never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I want to invite you to make that very, very important step. Keep in mind, in all of life, the single most important decision we can make is the decision to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Nothing else in life, nothing is more important than God and our relationship with him. So knowing him is so important. So if you're not saved and you desire to be saved, you desire to come to know Christ today, today is a great day to get saved and commit your life to the Lord. Would you simply pray this prayer with me at this time? Or if you wish to pray it as a rededication prayer, we invite you to do that. Just pray this with me if you would. Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so, so very much that you came into this world. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for my sins. 3 days later, You rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong I've done. Lord Jesus, in a brand new way, I open my heart and life to you. Lord Jesus, come anew into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Make me the person you want me to be. Lord, you said in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. My email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, please, please, please get in touch with us. Let us know that you prayed that prayer, committed your life to the Lord. We'd like to share with you some spiritual growth information, some insight and resources to help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. Or if you're a believer who prayed it as a rededication prayer and you just like some prayer resources, some prayer tools and discipleship resources for yourself, as well as to share with others, again, same email, jparker@afa.net. We'd be glad to share them with you. Hope that you'll use them and share them with others as well. As always, we appreciate you listening today as we looked at the topic, Children in Pursuit of a Father's Blessing. Thanks again for listening. Please pray much for the Marriage and Family Life Conference that happens this week here at AFA. Pray much for the ministry of the American Family Association and pray for the ministry of the Hour of Intercession. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.